A couple of big movies in theaters this week. There's The Giver.
Our community was built on rules. Differences weren't allowed.
Injected. All colors, all emotions, injections, take them away. Let me give you the secret history of the world. I'm The Giver.
Show me.
And Guardians of the Galaxy.
I will destroy you and your world.
First, you gotta go through us. We're the frickin' Guardians of the Galaxy.
Now, both movies had big budgets and sprawling production teams, typical of Hollywood blockbusters, but neither movie was filmed in California. The Giver chose locations in South Africa and Utah, while Guardians of the Galaxy was shot in the UK. So Hollywood's star power may be as big as ever, but California's production might is rapidly waning, as financial incentives for the film and television industry are luring thousands of jobs and millions of dollars in economic activity to other states. Now, the legislature is trying to stop the exodus. A bill is moving through the state Senate that would quadruple tax incentives to movie and TV producers if they keep their productions in California. Kevin De Leon is a California state senator and the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much, Meghna.
So first of all, I wonder if you could just describe exactly what this film credit bill intends to do.
Well, a couple things. One is that California's most important and iconic industry has been the film and television industry. And obviously Hollywood is synonymous with that industry. But the reality is that in the past decade, that industry has been cannibalized by other states and by other countries that have poached tens of thousands of California jobs with very lucrative financial incentives. So last week, I rewrote the bill that would increase the film and television tax credit to $400 million per year for the next 4 years. We would replace the currently flawed in the random lottery system with a much more competitive, much more accountable system with scoring for job creation. And lastly, we'll have applicants that will be actually ranked according to new net jobs that are created and overall positive and sustained economic impacts for the entire state.
Mm. You mentioned how much, in your words, the film production business has been cannibalized from California. I'm seeing that since the 1990s, film production has been cut in half from California, and TV pilot production has fallen 73% since its peak in 2007. That's a lot. Now, I'm curious, though, beyond the tax credits themselves that other states are offering, I mean, is there something intrinsic to California that's driving this, or is it just sheer economic competition from other states?
Nearly 40 states in the country have some sort of tax credit to lure these types of good-paying jobs to their respective states. You have other countries such as Canada, Australia, Iceland, and most European Union countries are providing currently very generous tax credits. You know, I understand that studios and big production heads want to get the most bang for the buck themselves. And while there's a tax credit, they're going to take that opportunity and maximize value for their production. What's very important for California is not get into a race to the bottom with other states, because I think at the end of the day, everyone's going to lose. Those folks who live in those respective states as well as California.
Mm. It's interesting that you say that, because earlier this year, we spoke with Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti about the fact that Hollywood is losing so much business to other states. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to play a little bit of that to you, because he basically said something very similar to what you just mentioned.
We don't need to be as cheap as other places because our talent is better, our weather is better, our experience is better, our infrastructure is stronger. We already have a well-designed tax credit in the state, which is a 20% credit, which is lower than other states. But every producer I've talked to said, if there were just more of that 20% available, I would film in L.A. I would film in California.
Our thoughts are very similar. I do truly believe that film producers, television producers want to stay in California. But we need a hook to keep them here ultimately, because we live in a much more competitive world now, especially in a globalized economy where they're doing film scoring for music in the United Kingdom now, where they're doing, you know, a lot of post-production when it comes to high technology overseas in Hong Kong as well as other parts of China.
Part of the bill that you're pushing forward would, as you mentioned earlier, would do away with what was once the lottery system that grants producers tax incentives on a lottery basis, more or less randomly, in favor of incentives that are based on economic impact and job creation. On the face of it, that makes a lot of sense. But doesn't that favor larger production and larger production companies over maybe smaller houses that would want to make a lot of films but maybe aren't necessarily going to hire hundreds of people at a time?
Well, that's a very good question. And I think that the legislation that I wrote is very reflective of those concerns. We're going to have a weighted formula system. So obviously we'll have money that's dedicated for not just big blockbusters, you know, $75 million budgets and above, but rather we're going to have a pot that's dedicated for television. You know, oftentimes, you know, a good television series, although they may perhaps employ a smaller number of individuals, it's for not just 1 year, but 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. You know, for smaller independent movies, we have a pot that's dedicated, so we have a weighted formula system. I think the measure that I put forward at Appropriations Committee is going to be reflective of all the concerns of all the constituents within Hollywood.
Well, what about your constituents in the rest of the state who might say, look, this is $400 million, and in these tough economic times, that is not an insignificant amount. Instead of funneling that through tax credits to the film and production industry, why not directly invest that in things like education, in things like agriculture, and in other forms of long-term job creation that the state might need?
Well, it's a very fair question. And I think that the state of California, being the eighth largest economy in the entire world, does benefit greatly from Hollywood production, filming, television being anchored here in California. It's not just Los Angeles or Southern California. It's the Central Valley, for example. It's Fresno. It's the Bay Area. It's San Francisco, where there's a lot of television. If we can generate the revenues necessary, then the end goal objective is obviously to have more revenues in our general fund so we can therefore invest in human capital, which is our K through 12 public education system, higher education, single mothers with children. These are very important issues that we're dealing with in California, but you know that's why we have to do this in a manner that's intelligent.
Kevin De Leon is a California state senator talking to us about a proposal to quadruple California's tax subsidies for the film and television industry there. Senator De Leon, thanks so much for joining us today.
Meghna, thanks so much.